ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולרנינג בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת בהר סיני. פרסט אוף אול בעזר השם, שיעור יהיה לעילוי נשמת האיש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי דשי הלוי, רוח השם תנחנו בגן עדן אמן. וסין, ראית את הבגיני את הפרשה, פסוק סויד, וידבר אדוני אל משה בהר סיני למור, אנדה תורה קונטיניוס טלינג עשה בת מזבב שמיטה, And Rashi had right at the beginning, he says, Ma'anyan shemitah etzel har Sinai. Famous question, it became like a pitgam. Ma'anyan shemitah etzel har Sinai. So ma'anyan shemitah etzel har Sinai, v'ahlo kol mazvot ne'emru m'sinai. Ela, ma shemitah ne'emru klaloteha ufratoteha v'dekdukeha m'sinai, af kulan ne'emru klalotehen v'dekdukehen m'sinai. That's what Rashi is telling us here, that l'chaora, because the da'at skenim, they ask, said, L'chaora, these two parashiyot, parashat Behar Sinai, and next week's parasha, parashat Behokotai, L'chaora, they don't have room for them in Humash Veikra. What's Humash Veikra is dealing with? The whole Humash, Hakim, they call him, Sefer Torat Kohanim. What's Torat Kohanim? That's dealing with all the names of the Kehuna. How the Korbanot, how the Kohanim, what the Mumim of the Kohanim, what the Korbanot, the whole Humash talking about Korbanot. What are these two parashiyot are doing here? That's basically what the Da'at Skenim they explain. Said, Ma'anyan shemitah etzel har Sinai, because the Chaora has no room for it here. So Rashi tells us here, Rashi answer here the question, Ela, the same way Mizvat Shemitah, we got all the details of Mizvat Shemitah from Har Sinai, same thing, we got all the details of all the Mizvot of the rest of the Torah, we also got everything from Har Sinai. That's what Rashi here is coming to teach us. I saw a beautiful Pirush that he brings down the Kli Yakar. He says, Ma'anyan shemitah etzel har Sinai. He said, Karob l'shmua, could be very well that shekshem shekshe'ala Moshe el har Sinai ahar shiv'a shabu'ot shesafru Yisrael memtet yom min ha-Pesach ad ha-Atzeret netkadash az oto ha-har meneyesar bezri'a u-bacharisha biyom ha-mishim shebo nitan ha-Torah. The same way Moshe Rabbeinu went up B'chag HaShavuot to get the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was after 7 complete weeks, and it was after 49 days, and on the 50th day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to Har Sinai and he gave us the Torah. He said, similarly, same way here he came up to Har Sinai after 7 weeks, and same way it was after 49 days, and the 50th day I came to give you the Torah, that same type of Kedusha, I'm going to give it to all Am Israel. Every 6 years they are allowed to work on the field. The 7th year it has to be Kedusha, Shnat Shemitah. And the 49th year is also Shnat Shemitah. And 50th year, Shnat Yobel. Similar, it's the same idea. Same way by Har Sinai. You're not allowed to go up to the Har. You're not allowed to do any work on the Har. You can't go up at all to the Har Sinai. Here also, Shnat Yobel, Shnat Shemitah, you're not allowed to work on the field. That same type of Kedusha Hashem gave us by Matan Torah, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, same Kedushah that you have 7, you have 49, you have 50, same thing applies to Am Israel. You have 7th year, which is Shemitah, 49th year is also Shemitah, 50th year is Yobel, same idea. שיש לה דמיון ויחוס עם הר סיני מצד היותה האווירה דמחכים, ואין תורה כתורת ארץ ישראל בהר סיני. He said, same thing, same way הר סיני, we got the Torah on it, also ארץ ישראל has a Kedushah of הר סיני, why? Because in Torah, Ketorat Eretz Israel, the Midrash Rabbah brings down Parashat Bereshit, it said, "Hu zahab haaretz hahi tov, shav bedol ahveh ben ha-shoham." What's mean? "Hu zahab haaretz hahi tov." The Midrash says over there on this pasuk, "In Torah, Ketorat Eretz Israel." The Torah compared to gold. In Torah, Ketorat Eretz Israel. The Torah, the best of the best of the Torah that the person could learn, Eretz Israel. Why? Avirat Eretz Israel machkim. So here also, same Kedusha that Hashem gave us by Har Sinai, we got the Torah on it, also in Eretz Israel. Al kein ra'oi deten gam la'aretz ahi Kedushat Har Sinai, ahar mispar 49 shana, v'chein b'mispar 7, o kedei la'asot zikaron l'ma'amad Har Sinai, b'kriat diror, b'abarat shofar. So al kein nemar b'Har Sinai. And he says, v'zei dabar nachon v'karob l'shmo'a. He said, with this, we could answer a simple question that Rashi asked, ma'anyan shemata'as il Har Sinai, too much connected to each other. Same way by Har Sinai, you have 7, you have 49, you have 50, and the Kedusha came on Har Sinai. Same thing, you have Kedusha in Israel. in Torah Ketorat Eretz Yisrael, you have to work 6 years, 7th year you stop working, and in 49th year same thing, and 50th year Shnat Yobel. Shnat Yobel, you have to free everyone, and the pasuk said by Shnat Yobel they have to blow the shofar. Same way by Har Sinai, vehi kol shofar holech vechazek meod, Moshe deber veElohim ya'anenu bekol. Same thing. They're too much connected to each other. That's a simple pirush that here he says the Kli Yakar. It's beautiful to answer the question. But Be'ezer Hashem will try to answer the question of Rashi a little bit differently. Be'ezer Hashem Yitbarach. You see also later on the Torah tells us about more details about Shnat Shemitah. Pasuk said, V'natina ha'aris periyah v'achaltim lasuba' v'yishabtim labitah aleha. And you're going to work in the field, and the land's going to give you all the fruits of Eretz Israel. See, at the end of Masechet Ketubot, how much the Gemara is telling us Shbahim about the fruit of Eretz Israel. The Torah tells us, V'natina ha'aris periyah v'achaltim lasuba' from the one fruit, you're going to eat a lot. Again, as I said, many stories the Gemara tells us about the ma'ala of fruit of Eretz Israel. The pasuk continues, וכי תאמרו, מה נאכל בשנה השביעית, הן לא נזרע ולא נאסוף תבואתנו. If the person might ask, he said, listen, how could the Torah tell us, for one full year, you're not allowed to work in the field? Said the Midrash Rabbah, the beginning of Chumash ויקרא, brings down the pasuk, גבורי כוח עושה דברו לשמוע בכל דברו. Said, who are these people that are גבורי כוח עושה דברו? Who are these people? אלו שומרי שביעית. Those who keep מצוות שמיטה, they are called גבורי כוח. Why? Because the Midrash says over there, we heard the person who does מצווה 1 hour for 7 days, מצווה סוכה, 7 days, sitting in the סוכה. Said here, this guy, for the whole year, the whole year from beginning to end, he sees his field open to the public, anyone could דחפין יתה ויכול, anyone wants to eat, he could walk in, and take whatever he likes, whatever he wants to eat, he could take. It's hefker. How could the person keep Shnat Shemitah? He has to be like a malach, an angel. He's an angel. Other than this, he cannot explain it. Those are the Shomrei Shemitah. They are called Gebore Koach, Ose Debaro. Nishmoa Bekol Debaro. That's what the Midrash tells us in the beginning of Vayikra. So here Rashi asks, said, a person might ask, said, for one full year, we're not going to plant the field. What are we going to eat? What are we going to eat? So the Pasuk said, וצוויתי, don't worry, וצוויתי את ברכתי לכם בשנה השישית, ועשת את התבואה לשלוש השנים. Don't worry. The Pasuk said, whenever Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give Berakha and the fruits of the 6th year, Erev Shemitah, you're going to have a lot of fruits, that's going to be enough for you for 3 years. Why do I need it for 3 years? I need only for Shnat Shemitah, for 1 year. So Rashi says, לשלוש השנים, לקצת השישית מניסן ועד ראש שנה, ולשביעית ולשמינית, שיזרעו בשמינית במר חשבן ויקצרו בניסן. So he said, you need the fruits for the little bit that are left from the 6th year, the Arab Shnat Shemitah, and for the full year of Shnat Shemitah, אין לא נזרע ולא נוסף תבואתן, you can't do anything in the, on the field, you can't do anything, so obviously there's nothing to eat over there. And the 8th year, you have to start to plant now until the fruit's gonna come, until the crop is gonna come after it takes time also. So that means the shlosh shanim, the field's gonna bring you tibu'ah, it's gonna bring you produce for 3 years. Doesn't mean exactly 3 years, it means a little bit from the 6th year and the full year of Shnat Shemitah and a little bit of the 8th year. That's what Rashi says here. And the pasuk continues, וזרעתם את השנה השמינית ואכלתם מן התבואה ישן. The 8th year, you're still going to eat from the fruits of the 6th year. עד השנה תשיעית, until the 9th year, עד בו תבואתה תאכלו ישן. How do you come to the 9th year now? And Rashi continues here, and Tzavtei Chachamim speaks about it here, but we don't have time now to get into it. Rashi continues, sometimes the field has to make fruits for 4 years. How? Said, בשישית שלפני השמטת השביעית, שהן בטלין מעבודת קרקע 9 שנים רצופות, השביעית והיובל. ומקרא זה נאמר בשאר השמיטות כולן. What Rashi is telling us is sometimes the field has to bring you fruits for 4 years. Why? Because if we're talking about the last 7 cycle of Shemitah from the Yobel, the Yobel, how does the Yobel work? So you have 7 cycles, וספרתה לך 7 שביתות שנים, 7 שנים, 7 פעמים, That's every 6 years, the 7th year of Shemitah, that's 1 cycle. 6 year and seventh year of Shemitah, the second cycle. You do seven cycles like this, and that means the 49th year is Shemitah, and the 50th year is Yobel. Shemitah and Yobel, both of them, are not allowed to work in the field. So now the 48th year, the field has to bring you fruits for the end of the 48th year, and for the full year of the 49, and the full year of the 50th year, and the full year, according to Rashi here, what they're telling us, the full year of the first year, and you have the 3.5 years, that's 4 years. That's what Rashi is telling us here. That's the bracha Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us. The obvious question that is Da'at Zkenim, and the Ramban, he has the same question. He said, if the Torah told us that Hashem is going to give them bracha in the sixth year, then they're going to have fruits for the 3 years. So what the person is asking, when the people are asking this question, they're asking in the seventh year or in the sixth year, when they're asking this question. So the L'chaorah, the simple understanding, said, in the sixth year, people, they might ask, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? Why? That's, it could be a legit question, but a kliyakar, he said, what kind of question is this? If the Torah in the sixth year already, Pasuk said, you already got the bracha in the sixth year. The Ramban and the Da'at Zkenim, the both of them, they want to say, no, the Pasuk is like Mesuras. The Pasuk should have said, V'chito meru b'shanah shebi'it manuchal. I mean, people are asking during the year of Shemitah, for the year of Shemitah, like every other year. After you gather all the crops that you have in the field, you eat it the following year. So Shnat Shemitah, you have no problem. You have food for Shnat Shemitah. So the person is not going to ask in the sixth year, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? What you usually eat. Whatever you had in the sixth year, you're going to eat in the seventh year. So that's not a question. So the Ramban, he asked, he explained the Pasuk, said the question that the Pasuk is referring to, people, they might ask during Shnat Shemitah, what are we going to eat next year, the eighth year? That's the question. And the Torah said, don't worry, I'm going to give you Beracha. But the Kli Akar, he asked, he said, I don't understand. If already in the sixth year, he already sees the fruits for 3 years, what is he asking now? What the person is asking? The bracha came before the question. So what are you asking? What people are questioning? Kadosh Baruch Hu, what are we going to eat? Hashem, he took care of that problem and he gave you bracha in the sixth year that you can have for everything. So what they're asking? And the Kli Yakar, he explained also in the beginning of the parasha, here also says this again. He says, from here, we must come to my Pirush, the Kli Yakar says, that really in the sixth year, the field does not bring him any extra. Doesn't bring him any extra. The same amount that you get every year from the field, you get it also in the sixth year. But these fruits that you're going to gather in the sixth year, they're going to have beracha on it. You're going to eat a little bit, you're going to be full. So if that's the case, people, you said, they might look at the fruits. They said, the Torah said, in the sixth year, I'm going to give you beracha. The seeds, same exact amount. Whatever I got the fifth year, I got also sixth year. So now people, they might ask, say, what are we going to eat after? What are we going to eat in the eighth year now? How is it going to be enough? So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry. You're right that you see the same amount, but that same amount has beracha on it. You eat a little bit and you're going to be full, and the same amount is going to be enough for you for 3 years. That's what how Kli Yakar explained the Pasuk. And based on this, I saw the Hatam Sofer. He explains here the Hatam Sofer, the Psamech Hayat Amud Alef. He said, Ma'anyan Shemata Asil Har Sinai, same obvious question. He said, Nara, the Afal Gab Dikhtib Ele Mzvot Shein Nabi Rashai Lahadesh Dabar Me'ata, Mukul Makum, Ina Nahnu Betuhim Shi Amud Nabi Sheker, Veyomar Shi Mzvah Pilonit Nitana Lizman, Ve'ata Tzvan Utena Torah Lishanot Anyana. He said, even though the Gemara in the beginning of Sechet Megillah says, Elehem Mzvot, Ashi Sava Hashem et Moshe, Elehem Mzvot. The Gemara said, these are the Mzvot, that's it. Mekan Shein Nabi Roshay Lahadesh Dabar Me'ata. Any other Nabi is going to come after Moshe Rabbeinu, is going to tell us Hashem changing one of the Mzvot, you don't listen to him, that's for sure he's lying. But we spoke about it a little bit last week. But here that what the Gemara says, Ele mezvot mekan shein nabi rasha lehadesh davar me'ata. From now on, that's it. These are the mezvot, and that's it. No more, no less. So no nabi is going to come and tell you Hashem is taking away from the mezvot, adding to the mezvot. Don't listen to him. So, but here he said, even though the Gemara said, don't listen to him, but we're not sure. Maybe we're going to have Nabi Sheker. He's going to tell us, Hashem, he gave us the mitzvah of, mitzvah of Shabbat was only applicable at the time that they left Mitzrayim. Now it's okay to be Mechalel Shabbat. Who knows? Maybe it's when Nabi is going to come, Nabi Sheker is going to come and tell you like this. So we're not sure if a Nabi Sheker is going to come and test us with any mitzvot of the Torah. We're not sure. Maybe they're going to come. But the Torah said, don't listen to him. Don't listen to him, but Nabi might come, Nabi Sheker might come and tell you that this mitzvah doesn't apply now, or now we have to add more mitzvot, whatever ideas is going to come up with. But he said, "Ach b'anyan shmita, ifshar l'ngua b'katzehu." No Nabi is going to dare to tell you anything to change about mitzvah of shmita. Why? Ki kol anyana miyusedet an nisim, shlo b'teba. Said the whole Anyan of the 6th year you are allowed to work in the field, the 7th year you're not allowed to work in the field, said because it's not Shemitah, said all this 7-year cycle, it's one big miracle. Why? Because he said, Derech kol ha'aretz narah shana v'zor'ah shana v'chozer v'narah shana v'zor'ah shana v'chen le'olam. Said normally what people do, people that they have field, they plant their field for 1 year and they get the fruit from it, they get the tibua from it, then they let the field rest a little bit for the other year, and the 3rd year they work on it again, and they let it rest in the 4th year, the 5th year they work on it again, and let it rest in the 6th year. That's how normally people do it. And the Hatam Sofer says different place. If someone wants to get fruit every year, he wants to see fruit, either he split his field into half. He plant one half this year, and the other half let it rest, and the other year he alternates. That's how it goes. That's how it goes, he said, normally. But here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Shnat Shemitah, he said, I'm giving you Beracha, 6 shanim Zra'a Sadecha, v'6 shanim Tzmor Kermecha, v'asavta Tibu'ata. Because it's just a side question. The Farshim, they asked, he said, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, 6 years you have to plant in your field, 6 shanim Zra'a Sadecha, v'6 shanim Tzmor Kermecha, what do you care about this? You want to tell me that Mitzvah Shemitah in the 7th year don't work. What do you care? What am I going to do in the 6 years? Ella, so why the Torah is telling us Shesh and Zah Sadecha? Ella, here the Torah is giving us Beracha here. So normally, if I don't tell you anything, you're going to work in the field 1 year, you're going to let it rest for another year. That means every 7-year cycle, you're going to lose 3 years, you're not going to plant in the field. You're not going to work in the field. But Hashem is telling you, no, Shesh Shanim straight to Zah Sadecha. 6 years straight, you could work in the field, and the field's going to bring you all the produce. But only the 7th year, I'm telling you, you have to stop. So you see, this the whole Anyam Shemitah is coming obviously from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously it's coming from Har Sinai. V'alidei mitzvat Shemitah, 6 shanim tzra'a sadecha ritzufim, ve'od v'tzuviti et berchati lachem, ve'asat tibu'al 3 shanim. And every single year you are allowed to work in the field. Not only you are allowed, the field's going to bring the produce for you. Not like Kederech Kol Ha'aretz. And not only this, in the 6th year you're going to have fruits going to be enough for 3 years. Said, who could give you such a guarantee if not HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He said, Nimsa ze mebu'ar shehu me'et Hashem Sinai. Ve'en shum nabi yachol lishanot bah dabar. Ki lo ya'aseh nisa l'shukra. Ve'emken ahelek ya'id ala kol. Ki hechi de'al korham yodu kol ba'i olam sheyesh mita klaloteha ufratoteha m'sinai. Ve'ifshar lehadesh bah dabar. Ha'u hadin nameh kol mzvot ha'torah nisahiyot hen. Ve'en nabi rasha lehadesh bah dabar me'ata. That's what he said. He said, from here, from Mizvat Shemitah, that's the biggest proof that Mizvat Shemitah coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is going to be proof for the rest of the Torah. That's what he says over here. That's why Anyan Shemitah is at Har Sinai. That's what it brings. But we'll explain also Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach a little bit differently. Be'ezrat Hashem, we all know that in Pasuk in Kiryat Shema, we read it every day, we read it 4 times, it said, Shamiru lachem penifte lebabchem, וסרתם ועבדתם אלוהים אחרים השתחוויתם להם. Then right, people read it quietly, so maybe they don't pay attention to what they're saying. Said, וחרף השם בהם ועשרת השמיים ולא יהיה מטר והאדמה לא תתן תיבולה ויאבדו מהרחס השלום מעל האדמה אשר השם נותן להם. פסוק הוא סייט אברי דה, פור טיים הוא סייט. פעמיים באהבה, אני אהב עוד קריאת שמה לקורבנות, אהב קריאת שמה שעל מתה, וסייט ויהיה פור טיים. עוד סוות בן שחי ברינגס דן, על פי הקבלה, עוד סוות, אז עניין תעשה קריאת שמה פור טיים זה דה, whatever it is. So that's what we said now in קריאת שמה, said if people they're not going to listen to הקדוש ברוך הוא, they're going to do עבודה זרה חסב שלום, then הקדוש ברוך הוא ועשר את השמיים, because it's going to block the שמיים, the heavens, ולא יהיה מטר, you're not going to see rain. And האדמה לא תנתיבולה. The field is not going to give its produce. Why? Because people are doing עבודה זרה. That's what the Pasuk is saying. And the obvious question is, if the Pasuk said, ועשר את השמיים ולא יהיה מטר, why does it say after, והאדמה לא תנתיבולה? I know, if הקדוש ברוך הוא is not going to bring rain, obviously, והאדמה לא תנתיבולה. And also, why did Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was telling, obviously he was in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he was telling Am Yisrael, if you're going to do Abu Dazara, Hashem for Shalom, Hashem's going to stop rain. That means Moshe Rabbeinu, in different words, he was scaring Am Yisrael, if you're going to do Abu Dazara, Hashem's not going to bring rain. Why is he focusing about the rain only? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any other means how to punish those who do Abu Dazara. Those who are going to do Abu Dazara, you're not going to see rain. There's nothing else to scare them except that there's no more rain. Why is scaring them dafka with this? This also needs understanding. So I saw a beautiful pirush that they bring down on the Ya'arot Devash. We know we have halakha about ta'ir ha'nidahat. The pasuk said, "V'sarafta ba'esh ta'ir v'et kol shelalah kalil ladona elohecha v'hayita tel olam lo tbane'od." The halakha tells us about the Eir HaNidahat. If there is Eir HaNidahat, everyone over there is doing Abudah Zarah. The Torah said you have to destroy the whole city. V'staravta ba'esh et ha'ir v'yitkul shilalah kalil v'hayita tel olam lo tibbane'ud. No one's allowed to rebuild that Eir HaNidahat. If there's one town that all the people in the town are doing Abudah Zarah, then Hasb Shalom, Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's Mizvat, the Torah said, to wipe out the whole town. You kill all the whole town, you kill them. And you have to destroy the whole town, and you're not allowed to rebuild. That's what it says in the halakha. We have here Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, right at the end of Masechet Sanhedrin, the Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Alef. Setan Rabbanan, Hayu bah illanot tilushin asurim, mihubarim mutarim. So the Eir HaNidahat, if it has trees that are still attached to the ground, then those trees, you are allowed to benefit from them. You could go to Eir HaNidahat, cut them, take the fruits, take the woods, go do whatever you want to do with it. Why? Because anything else in the town, it's a haram, you're not allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to benefit from it. V'hayitat al-olam lo tibbane'od, the Pasuk said, haram. You're not allowed to touch it. You're not allowed to benefit for anything from Eir HaNidahat. But any tree which is attached to the ground, it's okay, you could do it. You could benefit from it. You could take the fruits, you could cut the wood, you could cut that tree and use the woods, no problem. That's only if it was attached. Abal tilushin asurin. If the tree is already was uprooted or it was already cut, someone cut it over there, and he came to Eir HaNidahat, he saw the tree already cut, you're not allowed to benefit from it. Why? Because the Gemara said, that the Pasuk said, "Sarafta ba'et kol shilalah tukbos el tuch rehubah." You have to take all the belongings that they have in the town, tukbos el tuch rehubah. You have to gather it to the center of the town. Then you have to burn everything. "Sarafta ba'esh et ha'ir ve'et kol shilalah kalim." That's the halakha of Eir HaNidahat. So the Gemara learns you have to only anything that you only need to gather it to the center of the town. But the tree that you need to cut it and then bring it to the town, that's the Pasuk is not referring about. We're not talking about it. Only if it was already cut, what do you need to bring it to the center? Just to kibos it, if you need only to kibos, only to gather it, asur bahana. But if you need to cut it also, it's mutar bahana. That's what it says in the Gemara. That's about Eir HaNidahat. About Shil Eir Acheret, but trees of different town, bein telushin, bein mechubarin asurim. Trees of another town, whether the tree is connected, attached, still attached to the ground, or it's already cut, you're not allowed to benefit from it. The Gemara said, what are we talking about? What kind of town we're talking about? Even Ira and Dahat said the tree which is attached to the ground, you are allowed to benefit from it. So what other town that the Breita is referring to, that whether the tree is attached or not attached, detached, everything is a soul. What town we're talking about here? Amar Rav Hasda, Zu Yericho. This is Yericho, when Yehoshua ben Nun, he made a harem, d'chtiyim, v'hayita ha'ir, harem hi, v'chol asher bah li'ashim. The town, Yehoshua ben Nun, he made the town of Yericho, all harem. No one's allowed to benefit from the town of Yericho. And Farshim explained, because they conquer Yericho on Shabbat, so Yehoshua ben Nun, he didn't want anyone to benefit from the town that was conquered on Shabbat. That's why he made harem. No one's allowed to benefit anything from Yericho. And not only this, Yehoshua ben Nun, he made Shivu'ah, he made harem. V'yashba' Yehoshua ba'et ha'i lemur, arur ha'ish lefnei Adonai asher yakum ubana et ha'ir hazot et Yericho. B'bchoro yesedena ub'tsiro yatsib delateha. So the Gemara says, Yehoshua ben Nun says in the Pasuk, he made a harem, arur ha'ish. A person should be cursed if he's going to build or benefit anything from Yericho, is going to be cursed. And the Pasuk said, Yehoshua ben Nun, he cursed him. He said, anyone who plans to rebuild his house in that town, he said, whenever he's going to put the foundation of his house, he's going to start with the foundation of his house, his older boy is going to die. And whenever he's going to finish building his house, all his kids are going to die. That Yehoshua ben Nun, he made kilala, he made curse. No one's allowed to rebuild Yericho. That's what he says. And the Gemara continues, Tanya, Lo Yericho al Shem Ir Acheret, Velo Ir Acheret al Shem Yericho. Said, not only Yericho, you're not allowed to rebuild, also, even if you're going to rebuild Yericho, and you're going to change the name of the town, you said, it's not called Yericho anymore. From now on, we're calling it, the Kfar Sabta, we're going to call it. Whatever you want to call it, give it a different name. Said the Kriyat Shmoneh, said the Kriyat Sheva, Kriyat Shmoneh, whatever, give a different name. So whatever it is, you want to change the name of Yericho, you're not allowed to. Or a different town. If you're going to build different town and you're going to call that town Yericho, it's also Asur. Not different town to be called Yericho, and not Yericho, even if you're going to change the name. Why? Because the Pasuk said, Arur Ha'ish, Asher Yakumu Bana, Et Ha'ir Hazot, Et Yericho. Et Ha'ir, Et Yericho. Whether the Yericho is going to change the name or different town you're going to call it Yericho, both these towns are Asur. You're not allowed to rebuild it. And the Gemara brings a story that it says in the Pasuk, said, Dichtib, Bana Hiel Bet Ha'eli et Yericho, Ba'abiram Bechoro Yisida, Upsgub Tse'iro Hatsib Delateha. So there was one guy, he didn't listen to the curse of Yehoshua ben Nun, Hiel Bet Ha'eli his name. And he said, let me see, what is he talking about? He's not allowed to rebuild. If someone's going to rebuild it, he's going to lose his kids, Hazo Shalom. He said, no, I'm not scared. He said, Hayel Bita'ili. And he started to build his house in the town of Yericho. When he put the foundation, the Pasuk said, Ba'abiram Bechoro Yisida, when he put the foundation, his older son, whose name is Abiram, died. And when he put, the door, the final touch for the house, his younger son died. And the Gemara says, even though the Abiram Bechoro, he was Rasha, lo haya lo lmod, abal beskub se'iro haya lo lmod. So the Gemara says, said he should have learned. Because what does it mean here? Ba'abiram Bechoro yisida, beskub se'iro tzib delatiha. It means not only his older son died when he put the foundation, and his younger son died when he put the last touch in the house, when he put the doors of the house. Not only these two died, all his kids, they were dying one after the other until he put the final touch in the house, and his younger son, it means all his family was destroyed now. His younger son also died. He didn't listen. So obviously, what do you have to say? Obviously, the curse of Yehoshua ben Nun was fulfilled on him 100%. That's what he said. So the Gemara says, Ahab shushbine hava. Ahab, he was the king of Am Israel. He said he was friendly with Hiel Bet Ha'eli, the guy who lost all his kids because he built his house inside the town of Yericho. Ahab, he was friendly with him. And so he went, the Gemara said, Ata Ihu ve'Eliyahu lemish'al b'shlamat de Bet Amya. Ahab, the king, and Eliyahu Nabi, they went, both of them, to the house of Hiel Betaili to be Menachem Abelim. So all his kids died, so they came to be Menachem Abelim. Both of them, they went to him. The Beit Amyan, they wanted to be Menachem Abelim. So Yatibika Amar, so he sat down and he said, Who said? So some they want to explain that Ahab, he asked the question, but it fits more simple, you know, to say that Hiel Betaili himself, he opened up his mouth. Because anyways, we have halakha, when a person goes to Beit HaAbel Bar Minan, said you're not allowed to open up your mouth until the Abel is going to open up his mouth, is going to ask something, is going to say something, then you could talk to him. But otherwise, keep quiet. Beit HaAbel, keep quiet. Avonot HaRabim, people Bar Minan, they go to Beit HaAbelim, they have all kind of conversation about sports, about business, about all kind of conversations. All this is not supposed to be done in Beit HaAbel. The Gemara said, Alakha, a person is not allowed to open up his mouth in Beit HaAbel unless the Abel himself, he start conversation about something, then he could talk about the Niftar, he could talk about something. So here it makes sense that Hiel Beit HaAli, you're right, Ahab, the king, and Eliyahu Nabi, they went to visit Hiel HaAli, was sitting Shib'a, all his kids died. So it makes sense that Hiel Beit HaAli, he opened up his mouth and he was asking. He started the conversation. It makes sense. So it says here, Yativika Amar, so Hiel Beit HaAli was asking, Dilma ki milat Yehoshua hachilat lo yiricho al shem ir aheret ve lo ir aheret al shem yiricho? Could it be that the curse of Yehoshua was fulfilled on him? He was talking about himself. Could it be the curse of Yehoshua was fulfilled on him that he lost all his kids? Could it be because of the curse of Yehoshua? That's what he asked Hiel Beit HaAli. Amar li Eliyahu in. Eliyahu Nabi told him, what else? You still have a safek? Still have a doubt? He didn't understand it until now. So all his kids died one after the other. Exactly what Yehoshua ben Nun said. He's still asking questions. Of course, because of the curse of Yehoshua ben Nun. Then who interrupted? Ahab, he interrupted Eliyahu Nabi. He told him, Eliyahu Nabi, what are you talking about? How could that be? Amar li hashta li vatata de Moshe laka mikayma. דכתיב וסרתם ועבדתם אלוהים אחרים וכתיב וחרף השם בהם ועשרת השמיים ולא יהיה מטר והאדמה לא תן תיבולה. So he told him, Ahab, he told Eliyahu Nabi, he said, what are you talking about? You think that he lost all his kids because of the curse of Yehoshua ben Nun? So the curse of his Rabbi, Yehoshua's Rabbi, who was Moshe Rabbeinu? The curse of Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't fulfilled. The curse of Yehoshua is going to be fulfilled. Said, why? What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? If someone's going to do Avodah Zarah, the Shamayim is going to stop raining. There's no more rain. He said, Ahab was telling Eliyahu Nabi, take a look at him, Ahab. He was Obed Avodah Zarah, Ahab. He was Obed, and he forced others to do Avodah Zarah. Not only this, we see clearly the curse of Moshe Rabbeinu was not fulfilled on Ahab. V'ahu gabra ukim le'avodat kochavim al kol telem v'telem. V'la shabik le'matra demizal le'mizgad. So he told him, Ahab, he himself, he put Avodah Zarah in every corner. Everyone was bowing down to Avodah Zarah, and still training at our times, training, pouring, at up to a point that the rains preventing people from going to serve Avodah Zarah. So now you tell me the curse of Moshe Rabbeinu was fulfilled. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, if you're going to do Avodah Zarah, no more rain. So take a look how much rain they have. And every corner you have different Avodah Zarah. So if the curse of Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't fulfilled, you're going to tell me his students is better than his Rebbe? The curse of Yehoshua ben Nun, because of the curse of Yehoshua ben Nun, Hiel Beit HaAli lost all his kids? It don't make sense, Eliyahu Nabi. That's what Ahab told him. Miad, Eliyahu Nabi got angry at him. Miad, ויאמר אליהו תשבי מתושבי גלעד, חי אדוני אלוהי ישראל, אם יהיה טל ומטר, השנים האלה כים לפי דברי. Then Eliyahu Nabi got angry at him. He told him, he made Shibu'a. He swore in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're not going to see from now on, you're not going to see drop of rain until I say. That's what it is. So the Gemara said, Ba'ir Ahame Ve'habu Le'eklida Demetra. Eliyahu Nabi prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He told him, Ribbono Shel Olam, please give me the key of rain. The Gemara is going to tell us later on. Also, Gemara beginning Masechet Ta'anit said, three maftihot, three keys, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gave them to any shaliach. What are these three keys? The Maftayah of Talu Matar, Maftayah of Matar. So the rain, the key of the rain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gives it to anyone in the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maftayah of Haya, Yoledet, someone when she was, lady is about to give birth, who decide when she's going to give birth or not? הקדוש ברוך הוא is the only one to decide. Why? Because הפסוק said by רחל, וישמע אליה אלוהים ויפתח את רחמה. ויפתח את רחמה, said בלשון מפתח. And here also, יפתח אדוני לך תוסרו טוב את השמיים ולתת מנתר לשיחה בעתו. Said also יפתח. That's the second key. The third key about תחיית המתים. תחיית המתים, the Gemara says, why? Because the פסוק said, וידעתם כי אני אדוני בפתחי את קברותיכם עמי. בפתחי, when I'm going to do תחיית המתים, you should know that I'm Hashem. It says three of them, it says מפתח. At least three מפתחות, הקדוש ברוך הוא never gave them to any שליח. It's these three מפתחות in the hands of הקדוש ברוך הוא. There are those that they add fourth מפתח, fourth key, that מפתח של פרנסה. Like it says, פותח את ידיך, מסביע לכל חי רצון. The Gaon of Vilna, he says, why they adding this fourth מפתח? Because he said, מפתח ראשי תיבות, מם is מטר, פה is פרנסה, תף תחיית המתים, חית חיה, חיה, which is יולדת. That's ראשי תיבות of מפתח, what do you want? מפתח זה ראשי תיבות, yeah, four מפתחות, four different keys, הקדוש ברוך הוא never gives them to בשר ודם. These four keys are in the hands of הקדוש ברוך הוא. But the Gemara said three מפתחות only. Why? Because the Gemara said מפתח of מטר, המפתח של הפרנסה goes together. That's also in the Gemara. They have also stories like this. This is the Anyan. There are three מפתחות. הקדוש ברוך הוא never gives them to anyone. So here Eliyahu Nabi, since that the מפתח of rain in the hands of הקדוש ברוך הוא, Eliyahu Nabi, he made שבועת ואחאב that now you're not going to see a drop of rain until I say. So he prayed to Kadosh Baruch Hu to give him the key of the rain temporarily until he's going to see what to do with Ahab. He doesn't want to leave the key of rain with the hands of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he prayed Eliyahu Nabi to Hashem, and Hashem listened to him, and he gave him the key of the rain. So then no one's going to see rain until you say. They come Ve'azal, and he went Eliyahu Nabi, he got angry, he ran away. From that time, started the problems between Ahab and Eliyahu Nabi. Ahab was running after chasing Eliyahu Nabi. Why? Because there's no more rain. He saw from the time Eliyahu Nabi cursed, there's no more rain. Now he was chasing him. Where is he? He wanted to pray for rain. And the people, they were dying. There was no rain. For 3 years, the Gemara said, the Pasuk said, for 3 years, there was no drop of rain. So that's why they was chasing Eliyahu Nabi. But Eliyahu Nabi ran away. V'hi devar Hashem elav limur, until Hashem, after the 3 years are over, Hashem came to Eliyahu Nabi, and he told him, at the end, V'hi devar Hashem elav limur, kum lech tzorfata. וכתיב, והיא אחר דברים האלה, חלה בין האשה בעלת הבית. So until Hashem, when Hashem saw that people are dying without rain, they need rain. And Hashem cannot bring rain now. Why? Because he gave the key of rain to Eliyahu Nabi. So he sent Eliyahu Nabi to Tzorfat, the town in Eretz Israel. He sent him over there. Who was hosting him over there? Isha Almana. She was hosting him over there. והיא אחר דברים האלה, חלה בין האשה בעלת הבית. So he went to that אשה אלמנה, and she used to have a son, and she came to Eliyahu Nabi, told him, listen, from the time he came here, take a look what happened, her son died. So Eliyahu Nabi, he wanted to bring him back to תחיית המתים. So he asked הקדוש ברוך הוא to give him the key of תחיית המתים, to bring that kid, the son of the אשה אלמנה, to bring him back alive. Why? Because all the times that אשה אלמנה, she's doing favor with Eliyahu Nabi, she's giving him food to eat, sleep over, whatever. She's giving him everything. And now her son died and is not going to do Tahiyat HaMetim. So he wanted to do Tahiyat HaMetim for him. So he asked Hashem, Hashem, I know Maftiach of Tahiyat HaMetim in your hand. Please give it to me. I want to do Tahiyat HaMetim for that young boy. So Ba'ar HaMeel, Mentan Le'ek Lidad Tahiyat HaMetim. He asked for the key of Tahiyat HaMetim. As Amrele, so the Hashem answered him, Nashamayim, שלוש מפתחות לא נמסרו לשליח של חיה ושל גשמים ושל תחיית המתים. So you know, Eliyahu Nabi, I would gladly give you the key of תחיית המתים, but you know, Eliyahu Nabi, you have three keys, I never gave them to any שליח. I already gave you the key of the matar, the rain. Now you're asking for the key of תחיית המתים. I'm gonna stay with the key of what? I'm gonna end up staying, הקדוש ברוך הוא, with what? With the key of יולדת. Someone's giving birth. They said, is it nice? People are going to say, two keys are with the students, with you, and one key in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These three keys, I never give them to anyone. But you asked me for the key of rain, I gave it to you. Now you ask me for the key of Tahiyat HaMetim, I would gladly give it to you, but it's not right, it's not fair that you should have two keys and I have one. So if you want the key of Tahiyat HaMetim, no problem. Give me back the key of Talumatar, then I'll give you the key of Tahiyat HaMetim. Nabi told him, yeah, yeah, okay, I'll give it back to you. I'll give it back to you. But he told him, hey, you want to give it back to me, but now you have a problem. You made Shibu'ah to Ahab that he's not going to see a drop of rain until you say. So go tell him. Go do peace with him and tell him that now Hashem is going to bring rain. Why? Because you want the key of the Hayat al-Matim. You have to give him back the key of Talo Matar. That's why he said, the key of Talo Matar, give it back to me. But you cannot just give it back to me. You have to tell Ahab that he's giving it back to me, and then I'm going to give rain. So that's sure enough, that's what the Gemara says. Yomru shtayim biyad ha-talmid v'ahat biyad ha-rab. As Aiti ha v'shakil hai. So bring me the key of Tahiyat HaMetim, the Talo Matar, I'll give you the key of Tahiyat HaMetim. Dikhtib, lech hira'e l'ahab v'etina matar. That's the end of story, until Elyahu Nabi went to Ahab, he made peace with him. He met with Nabi Baal, he told him he gathered everyone to Har HaKarmel. And the famous story that Elyahu Nabi did, he brought he brought Qurban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the famous story, everyone knows that Ahab and all his people, Nabi Baal, they brought Qurban, no fire came from Shamayim to take it, but the Qurban of Elyahu Nabi was accepted. Until Hashem gave rain and everything was fine. That's the story here in the Gemara, the end of the second Sanhedrin. Now, the problem here, we have a huge problem here. Said L'Chaura, what's Ahab is telling Elyahu Nabi? How could you think, how did you ever think that Hiel bet Ha'eli lost all his kids because of the curse of Yahushua ben Nun? Do you think the curse of Yahushua is fulfilled? The curse of Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't fulfilled. The curse of Yahushua is going to be fulfilled. No, all nonsense. That's what Ahab said. How did Elyahu Nabi answer him? He told him, that's what he's saying? Hi Hashem, I swear in the name of God that you're not going to see a drop of rain until I say. Is this going to answer the question of Ahab? This is going to make the question of Ahab even bigger. Now I'm going to see if you're right that I'm not going to see rain now until you say I'm not going to see rain. Now my question became even bigger. Now the curse of the student was fulfilled. The curse of the Rebbe wasn't fulfilled. I don't understand. The curse of Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not answering me. How come the curse of Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't answered? Now, you tell me that the curse of Yeshua was answered. Now you're cursing that also, if your curse is going to be answered, you're going to make my question even bigger. Your curse was answered. Yeshua's curse was answered, but Moshe Rabbeinu's curse. No one listened to him. What's going on? Is it going to answer his question? It's not going to answer his question. And also, why did Eliyahu Nabi ask for the key of rain? Why do you need the key? Just pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't bring rain. And Tigzar Omer V'yakum Lech, Sadiq Gozer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Whatever Elyahu Nabi is going to say, Hashem is going to listen to him. Why he asked Dafka specifically for the key of rain? What does he need the key of rain? So for this, we have the beautiful Ya'arod Bash, as I told you. Ya'arod Bash, he tells us here, in Halek Bet, Darush Zayin. He explains here, he said, he brings the Pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah. The Pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah, Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Kaf Bet, the Pasuk says, Hayesh behable hagoyim magshimim, ve'im ha-shamayim mittenu revivim, halo atahu Adonai Eloheinu, unkavelach, ki atah asita et kol ele. What does mean? Here, the Nabi is praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, I'm Israel doing Abirot, but we know everything coming from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the only one in control, you could do everything. Umot HaOlam, the Avodah Zarah, could it help us in any way? Hayesh behable hagoyim magshimim. Could we ask the Avodah Zarah to bring us rain? Oh, imam ha-shamayim yitenu revivim. Could the heaven could give us some revivim, some dew, some tal, something? Could the shamayim give us if it's not halo ata Hashem Elokeinu? It's only coming from you. Unkavelach. That's why we're praying only to you. He says here, Leradak, Hayesh behable hagoyim magshimim. Lemi natzak alam matar imlo elecha. Who we gonna pray for the rain if not to you? Could any of Abodot Zarot, could they bring us, could they help us to bring rain? ואם השמיים יתנו רביבים, אפילו השמיים והוא הרקיע שנותנים המטר, וכי השמיים הם נותנים המטר זולתך? זה אינו, שהרי אתה עוצרם כשתרצה שלא יתנו מטר. אם כן, אין נתינת המטר ברשותם וברצונם. וכן אתה פותחן כשתרצה. הלא אתה הוא השם אלוקינו הנותן מטר. לפיכך עלינו שנקווה לך שתתן מטר. זה פסוק, saying very clearly here that who we gonna pray for rain? We gonna pray to Abu Dazara to help us get rain? Said we all know, Rabbanu Shel Olam, all umot ha'olam, all the avodot zarot, whatever they could do, all the magicians they could do, none of them could help bring rain. Only in your hands. Only you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are the only one who could help us get rain. So you see from here that he says here by Ya'arod Dibash, he says the avodah zara, you could do a lot of kishufim, you could do a lot of dbarim. Mamash, he said hafle vafele, they could do a lot of miracles, they could do, but to bring rain, no one could bring rain. Hayesh beble goyim makshimim, no one's able to bring rain except the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Said that's why when Moshe Rabbeinu, he was scaring Am Yisrael, if you're going to do Abu Dazara, Hashem's going to stop the rain. We ask, how come he wasn't scaring them? If you're going to do Abu Dazara, Hashem's going to bring you plague. Hashem's going to bring Magifot. Why is scaring them only about the rain? Because if he's going to scare them about something else, maybe they might get mixed up and say, okay, if Hashem's going to bring Magifa, we're going to pray to the Abu Dazara to save us from that Magifa. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, he chose the only item that only in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any Avodah Zarah, no one could help you with this. With bringing rain, no one could help you. None of the Avodah Zarah could help you. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was scaring Am Yisrael, if you're going to do Avodah Zarah, don't put your bitachon, the Avodah Zarah that is going to help you from the problem I'm bringing you. Because the problem I'm going to bring you, if you're going to do Avodah Zarah, what the problem? You're not going to see rain. And with this, seeing rain, none of the Avodah Zarah could help you. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them specifically about the rain. Why? Because with this, Hayesh Be'ablei Goyim Makshimim, he says here, the Ya'arod Dibash, he said, the problem here that Ahab himself, he got mixed up with this pasuk. He said, Hasav Shalom, Lo Habdil Ben Kodesh Lehol, Ben Tamil Tahor. He said, Ahab thought, same way Avodah Zarah could not help people to bring rain. Why? Because it's beyond their control. Ahab thought that bringing rain, Hasb Shalom, is beyond the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was that Rasha'a, and he thought the same way Avodah Zarah could not help us bring rain, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hasb Shalom, could not help. It's beyond his control, Hasb Shalom. That's why Ahab, he said to Eliyahu Nabi, you know why the curse of Yeshua ben Nun was fulfilled? You know why? Because what curse Yeshua ben Nun said? That is Abiram Bechoro Yisida, Pesukub Se'iro Yisib Delatiha. That curse, yeah, it could be in the hands of people. But when the curse of Moshe Rabbeinu, why did Moshe Rabbeinu curse Am Yisrael? If you're going to do Abdul Zarah, there's no rain. So this, it's not in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hasu Shalom. Hashem cannot do it. Hashem, if he wants to bring rain or to stop bringing rain, it's not in his hands. That's why, no wonder, at the time of Ahab, he was doing Abu Dazara in every corner and see a lot of rain. How come Moshe Rabbeinu is saying in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Say, if you're going to do Abu Dazara, there's no rain. How come there's rain? And that's for sure beyond the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's capability, Hasu Shalom. That's what Ahab thought in his Rish'ut. He said, same way Abu Dazara could not help Hayesh Behebleh Goyim Makshimim. No Abu Dazara could help with rain. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hasu Shalom, could not help with rain. That's why Ahab, he told Yeshua, he told Eliyahu Nabi, of course the curse of Yeshua was fulfilled, but the curse of Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't fulfilled because it's not in the hands of Hashem. That's what up to that Rish'ut he got. So that's what he told him. Until Eliyahu Nabi, he wanted to prove it to him, and he told him, "Hay Hashem im yital matar kim lefid bari." Now you're gonna know 100%. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of everything. Who could bring rain? Who could stop rain? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now you're gonna see. I'm gonna prove it to you now. And what did he tell him? He told him that you're not going to see a drop of rain until I say. Now go check your Avodah Zarah. Could they help you? And if you tell me it's behind the control, beyond the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to see it's not beyond his control, Hasb Shalom. Everything is under his control. Whenever I say Hashem is going to bring rain, whenever now that I said there's no rain, you're not going to see a drop of rain. That's what he told him. But the idea that Eliyahu Nabi asked for the key of rain, why he asked Tavka for the key of rain, Eliyahu Nabi, he could have prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop rain. I said, no, as long as the key of rain is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is El Rahum Bihanun. Even if he sees people doing Avodah Zarah, since that key of rain in his hands, in Hashem's hand, Hashem, even though people doing Avodah Zarah, bring them to rain. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rahum V'Hanun Merbe Lehetim, and he gives them the rain. That's why the curse of Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't fulfilled. Not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hasb Shalom, he cannot control the rain. Hasb Shalom, Hashem is control of everything. So how come even though doing Avodah Zarah, Hashem still giving them rain? Because Hashem is Hanun V'Rahum, is having mercy on them. If it's not going to bring them rain, people are going to die out of hunger. There's no rain. What are they going to eat? What are they going to do? That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though doing Avodah Zarah, is still giving them rain. But the curse of Yehoshua ben Nun, it was in the hands of Yehoshua ben Nun. He made that curse. That's why he said in his hand, his curse was fulfilled. That's why here it says Ya'arod Devash. That's exactly why Eliyahu Nabi asked for the key of rain. Because if he's going to leave the key of rain in the hands of Hashem, he might have mercy on them. Even though Eliyahu Nabi, he requested from him not to bring rain, but he's going to see Am Israel, they need rain, he's going to bring rain, even though doing Avodah Zarah. That's why he asked the key of rain, now it's mind control. Anything which is under Shaliach's control, nothing's going to help. Like you see in the Pasuk, Parashat Mishpatim, Hinei Anochi Sholeach Malach Lefanecha Lishmorcha Baderech Velehabiacha Elam Makom Asher Achinoti. Hashem told Am Israel, I'm going to send Malach with you, I'm going to send Shaliach, Malach Matatron, the Hakim said, he's going to be leading you, Am Israel. He's the one. And the Pasuk says, Shamer Panav, Shma'a Bekolo, Al Temer Bo, Ki Lo Yisa Lefesh Achem, Ki Shemi Bekorbo. So that Malach, you have to watch out for him. If you're going to do Abirot, it's going to punish you right away. Ki Lo Yisa Lefesh Achem. Why Lo Yisa Lefesh Achem? Rashi tells us over there, in the Pasuk, Rashi says, השמר פניו ושמע בקולו אתם אומרים בו כי לא יישא לפש עכם אינו מלומד בכך שהוא מנקת שאינם חוטאים this מלאך who's gonna lead you עם ישראל he's where do you come from he's, he came from the מלאכים מלאכים they don't have עבירות by them there's no מלאך that's עבירות they don't have יסר הרע כלום יסר רע יש ביניכם they don't have יסר הרע so they are from those group that they do not have יסר הרע So they do not understand, they cannot tolerate someone's going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they cannot tolerate it. Why? Because they don't understand it, they don't have Yisra Ra. Eino minhakat, hu minhakat she'enam chotim, ve'ot she'hu shaliyah, ve'eno ose ela shlichuto. He could do only is whatever people, decide, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu send him for, send him to, that's what he does. He doesn't have right and left, he's going to forgive you, not forgive you, he was sent for something, for a mission, he's going to do his mission. There also the Da'at Kanim also said, "Ki lo yisa lefesh achem kol makom shehu mishtaleach oseh shlichuti, abal eino yachol lisa panachya. Kelichti b'sa Hashem panav elecha, velo malach." Said the malach cannot forgive you if you did something to him. He sense that he's shaliach from me, he has to do his shlichut. There's no here forgiveness. I send him to do something. Shamer panav, shma bekolo, al tamer bo. Why? Ki lo yisa lefesh achem. Whatever Hashem send him. If he sees you doing something wrong, he's going to punch you on the spot. So you better watch out. So you see from here that Ya'arod Devash said, anything that was it's in the hand of Shaliach, there's no Rahmanut here. The hand of Shaliach, you can do whatever the Shaliach, whatever he was sent, that's what he does. He doesn't know any better. He was sent for this, that's what he does. There's no mercy. So here, Eliyahu Nabi, he asked the key of rain from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He does not want to leave the key in the hands of Hashem because he knows Hashem El Rahum V'Hanun. Even though they're doing Avodah Zarah, he's still going to give them rain. That's why the curse of Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't fulfilled. Why? Because Hashem El Rahum V'Hanun. But now he's going to ask him for the key, and now it's in the hand of Eliyahu Nabi. Now he's a Shaliach. Whatever Eliyahu Nabi is going to say. It's not in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says over there. It's beautiful. That's why Eliyahu Nabi... he asked Dafka for the key of rain. Why? So they should teach others that also the rain is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is in control of everything. But now the problem continues here. Said the problem here that sounds from the Psukim that the hunger that was for 3 years, it wasn't only on Ahab and his group of people that they were Rishaim. The hunger was all over Am Israel. And there were many people of Am Israel, like he says over here. He says that وما عسوا يهودا وبنيامين. What did the tzaddikim of Am Israel? Why do they have to suffer that there is no rain for not drop of rain for 3 years? Why? Because Ahab got Eliyahu Nabi angry. I understand you want to punish Ahab. Punish Ahab. Don't punish Am Israel. Why are you punishing Am Israel? You want to punish Am Israel, the Rishaim that are following the ways of Ahab. Okay, I understand this. But you're punishing all Am Israel. He said, Hello, يهودا وبنيامين. ما عسوا. What did they do? והלא היה יהושפט מלכם צדיק וישר וכל משרתיו צדיקים ומה יעשו המה האף יספה צדיק כרשע Why would Hashem punish יהושפט and יהודה and בנימין because Eliyahu Nabi got angry at Ahab Why they have to suffer? He said בפסוק לא משמע לא משמע שלא היה רק בחלק אחד מטר, כי הכתוב אומר סתם, אם יהיה תלו מטר. And because when from the sounds from the psukim that whenever Eliyahu Nabi made Shibu'ah, there's no rain all over Am Israel, not only by Aham. וכן אחר כך אמר ויתן מטר על פני האדמה, מבואר שלא היה בכל האדמה גשם. So you see clearly that there was no rain all over. וכן מורים כל המקראות שלא היה גשם בכל הארץ, ותמיהה חזקה, איך לא צפחו בני יהודה על אליהו? כמו אחאב שהיה שולח על כל גוי לבקש לאליהו, ולמה לא שלח יהושפט? והדבר מתמיע. I said, I don't understand. I understand that Ahab was running after Eliyahu Nabi, he was chasing him to come bring them rain. That's I understand, Ahab. And Eliyahu Nabi was running away from him. But how come Yehoshaphat? How come he didn't call after Eliyahu Nabi? How come they didn't cry to Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring them rain? Everyone was quiet as if nothing happened. It was hunger. 3 years they didn't see a drop of rain. What happened? And how come the rain, the Eliyahu Nabi, he made a gezera exactly for 3 years, not more, not less? What happened? So listen now, beautiful. Matok Mudibash. He says here, "Abal tedgu amitat haddabar." I'm going to tell you big secret here. Says the Yarod Dibash. כי מבואר בסדר עולם, כי שבע שכבשו ושבע שחלקו, קלו בשנת תפקוף ג' לאלף השלישי לבריאת עולם. He said, עם ישראל, when they conquer ארץ ישראל and they split it among the שבטים, it took them 7 years to conquer ארץ ישראל, another 7 years to split it into among the שבטים. It means it took them 14 years from the time they entered ארץ ישראל until they split the land to the שבטים. And said, what year of creation was that year that they gave everyone his share in Eretz Israel? He said it was the year 2503. It was the year, that's what brought down Seder Olam, 2503. Keep up now with the calculation, please. ואם כן, בשנת תפקוף דלת, התחילו למנות שמיתות ויובלות. כי לאחר ש-14 שכבשו ושחלקו, התחילו למנות שמתים ויובלות, כמובן בגמרא מסכת ערכין, דף י"ב עמוד ב. So he said, when they finished splitting Eretz Israel into the שבטים, it was the year 2503. So from the year right after 2504, they started counting שמיתות and יובלות, like exactly what the גמרא said, מסכת ערכין. When עם ישראל did they start to count שמתים ויובלות, הלכות שמתה דזנה פלאי נחוס לארץ, הפלאי עונה לישראל, כתבו על הארץ אשר אני נותן לכם, דן ושב את הארץ שבת לי השם. When you go to Eretz Israel. When you go to Eretz Israel, when was the first year that they settled in Eretz Israel? It was 2504. That was the first year they started counting שמתים ויובלות. Now, ואותה שנה שקרא אליהו לרעב, what year of creation אליהו הנביא He made the Shibu'ah in front of Ahab that you're not going to see a drop of rain until I say. What year was this? I don't know, but he said Seder Olam. Seder Olam. It says Bifirush, Mibu'ar Beseder Olam, Shaita Bishnat Shloshet, I'm sorry, Shaita Bishnat Shloshim V'arba La'elef Harbi'i. Libriyat Olam. It's saying the year that Eliyahu Nabi made Shibu'ah that you're not going to see a drop of rain. And that gezerat lasted for 3 years. It was year 3034. Okay, 34 ala 1040, 3034. Now he said, "Imken haya ben hatchalat minyan shemita ad harabahu tafkuf lamed alef shanim." How many years from the time they start counting shemitin and yoblot until the year Eliyahu Nabi made the Shibu'ah, you're not going to see a drop of rain. Said it was exactly 531 years. You do the calculation, I just told you. Said you have here 3034 minus 2504. How much do you get? Said that's what it is. It said it was the year. They have in between them, you have 531 years in between them. Now, after how many years you have Shemitah? After 6 years. His seventh year is Shemitah, and after seven cycles of Shemitah, you have Yobel. And we have Mahloket over there also, Masechet Arachin, Daf Yudbet, Mahloket between Hakamim and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Hakamim, the 50th year, you count 7 years, then another cycle of seven, then the 50th year is Yobel. And the year after the Yobel, we start the first year of the second cycle, so second Shemitah, second Yobel. That's when we start after. You count 49 years, the 50th year is Yobel, and the year after is year number one from Shemitah, from this new fresh cycle of Shemitah. That's according to Hakamim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, I said, no, the 50th year, Shnat HaYobel, Ola LeKan ulKan. Rabbi Yehuda holds, the 50th year, it's counted as the 50th year for the previous Yobel, and as the first year of the upcoming Yobel. Why? Because Shnat HaYobel, Ola LeKan ulKan. He said, Halakha lak Rabbi Yehuda, he says here, V'kan balank Rabbi Yehuda, Nishnat HaHamashim, Ola LeKan ulKan. V'imkain, so he said, based on this, we have 531 years between the time that they started counting Shemitot and Yoblot until the time that Eliyahu Nabi, he made the Shavua. How many Yobel he could fit in these 531 years, according to Rabbi Yehuda? So he could fit only 10 Yobels. Why? Because each Yobel is 49 years. 49 years times 10 is 490 years. But we have 531. So take out 531 from 490, he left with 41 years. Yeah, from the they finished the 10th Yobel, they finished it in 490 years after they start counting Shemitot and Yoblot when they entered Eretz Israel. So from that year until the year that Eliyahu Nabi, he did the Shavua, there's 41 years. That means, in different words, the year that Eliyahu Nabi made the Shavuot was the 41th year of the Yobel. So the 41th year of the Yobel sounds familiar. 41 year of the Yobel, that's the sixth year of the sixth cycle of Shemitah. That means the year 41, it was Erev Shnat Shemitah. From the sixth cycle of the Shemitah, from the Yobel. The Yobel has seven cycles of Shemitah. The sixth cycle of the Shemitah within the Yobel, the sixth year of that cycle is the 41th year. Why? Because obviously that's a simple calculation. You have 42nd year is the sixth Shemitah, and 49th year is the seventh Shemitah. So what is it? 41th year, it was Erev Shnat Shemitah. We said, hey, now Erev Shnat Shemitah. I said, now we go back to our parasha. So the Erev Shnat Shemitah, הרי ממאלף יר, כי בכל שנה בית שנים וממאלף שנים בשמיטות, הרי שנת ממאלף ערב שמיטה. וכבר נאמר בשמיטה הפתחת ועשת את התבואה לשלוש השנים. ועיין ברמב"ן על התורה שדעת ספרי בכל השנים היה לשלוש שנים, כאילו הייתה אחר כך שנת היובל. לפי זה, so based on this, the year that Eliyahu Nabi made the Shavuot, that you're not going to see drop of rain, it was ערב שמיטה. He said, those that are the Yehuda and Benjamin, that they were Tzaddikim, like Yehoshaphat, they're all Tzaddikim. They don't care if it's going to rain or not. Why? Because they already got the bracha, b'soviti et v'chati lachem b'shana shishit, v'azat tevoal shlosh ha-shanim. He don't have to worry about it. But Ahab, he obviously doesn't care about Shemitah, he doesn't care about anything. For him, it's a big problem. That's what it says here. It said, ולפי זה, אם היו ישראל משמרים משמטה כראוי, וחלה עליהם ברכה והבטחה האמורה בתורה, לא היו מקפידים אם הגשם נעשר שלוש שנים. כי כבר נתברכו שתהיה תבואה ישנה מספקת לשלוש שנים. אבל זה הייתה רק בית יהודה ובנימין שהיו צדיקים, שומרי משמרת השם שמתה כראוי. אבל אחיו ועמו שעזבו את השם, ולא שמרו שמתה כלל, ואף עליהם לא חלה ברכה והבטחת לעשות לשלוש שנים, ועליהם תבוא כללה, כי רעה תבוא להם, ואם לא יהיה מטר שלוש שנים להצמיח זרע. ולכן לא הייתה כללה, אלא רק לאחיו ולעם מרי כמותו. The curse that Eliyahu Nabi he made, who suffered out of it? Only Ahab and his people, they suffered from it. But Am Israel, those who were tzaddikim, they were keeping Shnat Shemitah. It was Arab Shnat Shemitah. They didn't care. Why? Because they already have produced for 3 years. They don't care, even though the person he need the rain enough for drinking, but most of the rain he needed, see, you have to water the grass, you have to water all the fruits. Eretz Israel, לוח ארץ מצרים היא אשר שקיטה ברך לך כגן הירק למטר השמיים תשתה מים לפסוק זמעיד not like ארץ מצרים ארץ ישראל you need rain to water all the fields if there's no rain there's no crop there's no produce so people like Ahab and his people they suffer because of this but tzaddikim of Am Israel they didn't care about it so that's why Eliyahu Nabi ולכך לא צעקו יהודה ובנימין אל אליהו They didn't have to run after him. Why? Because they already have the produce. They didn't care. And more than this, ולכן קצב אליהו נביא שלוש שנים דווקא. Only 3 years. כאילו היה יותר, אז יהיה דבר נוגע לבית יהודה גם כן. וזה לא רצה לעשות להרע לעם השם סדיקים כרשע חס ושלום. That's what he said. Beautiful. פירוש, אני כתב לעשה יותר. And with this, maybe we could explain, that's עניין שמתה אצל הר סיני. This is the עניין שמתה אצל הר סיני. Why? Because we said that, what did the קדוש ברוך הוא tell us in הר סיני? What did we hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Har Sinai? We said, Torah tzavala lanu Moshe. The 611 mitzvot, we heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu. What did we hear from Hashem in Har Sinai? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, lo yeh lecha Elohim acharim al panayim. You're not allowed to have Abu Dazarah, Hasu Shalom. That we heard straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Har Sinai. But the person might say, listen, we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yeh lecha Elohim acharim al panayim. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the only one in control of the rain, like we said, Hayesh Behableh Goyim Makshimim, Abu Dazara cannot help you with the rain. Who's going to help you with the rain? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one who said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, lo yelecha Elokim Acharim al panai, because if you're going to have Elokim Acharim, ve'asar at ha-shamayim ve'lo yeh matar. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do, ve'asar ha-shamayim ve'lo yeh matar, when is it going to happen? During the time, ve'ha-adama lo teten tibula. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you write the key of reins in my hand, in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to prove it to people, to prove it to the Rishaim, that to punish them and not to touch the Tzaddikim, this might happen like Shnat Shmita. It could happen ve'asarat shamayim ve'lo yeh matar. When? During what time? During the time that Ben Kovacho, Adama lo ten tibula. Why? Ki hein lo nuzra, ve'lo nosef tibuatenu. So with this, Anyan Shemitah, that's the biggest proof of everything in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you're not allowed to do Abu Dazarah, if someone's going to do Abu Dazarah, you're not going to see rain. And still, Ahabi did see rain. So that's because in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But whenever comes Shnat Shemitah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could punish the Rishaim and keep the Tzaddikim spared, this is going to be proved by Shnat Shemitah. That's the Anyan Shemitah Esel Har Sinai. That's the Anyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu is proving everything, that he's in control of everything. Where do you learn this? From Anyan of Shemitah. This is what Hakim will tell us. When you follow the Mitzvot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem gives you all the brachot. Be'ezras Hashem, Hashem, to help all of us, Be'ezras Hashem, שנוכל לעבוד אותו, Be'ezras Hashem, בלבב שלם, נפש חפיצה, ונזכה שכולנו נראה בני בית המקדש במהרה בימינו, אמן ואמן. הרבה חנן ונקשה אומר, עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא לכל ישראל, לפיכך.